Today, Shir's Masech Teshuvos on Daf Chav Ches. We will begin on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, 6 lines from the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of the line, with the words, Amar Rava. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rava Nishba Al Kikar V'Ochla. If someone made a shvua not to eat a kikar, a loaf of bread, and he ate it, so the halach is as follows. Im Shir Mimenu Kezayis, if he left over Kezayis from that loaf of bread which he did not consume, then nishal aleo. He can go to a chacham, and the chacham can be oker his neder lumafreya. And Rashi in the bottom of the Amud tells us that there will be two results. Number one, the kezayis that he ate retroactively will be mutter. And secondly, the kezayis that remains will be mutter retroactively, and that which he has already eaten from the loaf, he will not be over. However, if ochla kula continues the Gemara, if he ate the entire loaf, then ein nishal aleha. Then he cannot go out to the chacham to be oikerit. There is nothing to be oker. What Rava is saying is that once someone has either fulfilled his shvua or he has been over on his shvua, there is nothing to go to the chacham to be oker. It's not relevant anymore. It's not the shvua, as the lashon of the Rishonim is, paka shvua mimenu. There is no longer any shvua here, because either he has fulfilled the shvua or he has not fulfilled the shvua and been over on the shvua. And therefore, the halacha is, if he ate up the whole thing, nothing was remaining, ein nishal aleo. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rava l'Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha b'Rei Rava said to Rav Ashi, hey chidami, what is the exact case here? We learned in yesterday's daf, 15 lines up from where we started today, towards the middle of the Amud, we learned another halacha of Rava, where Rava said that it depends how a person verbalizes a shvua. If he said shvua shloi oichel kikar zu, so then the halacha is that each kezayis he's chayev on, and as soon as he ate one kezayis, he's already over and he's chayev. If he did it b'shoyeg, he'll be chayev to bring a korban. But however, says Rava, if he uses the terminology of shaloi eichlena, then he has to eat the whole thing in order to be over. Ein chayev ad sheyoichel es kulo. So now Rav Acha b'Rei Rava asked Rav Ashi, what is the second halach of Rava that we learned today? What is that exact case? How is it speaking about? Because either way, whatever you could say, I have a question on. Idomer shaloi eichel. If he said the first terminology, shaloi oichel kikar zu, I won't eat this kikar, then each kezayis becomes forbidden, as Rav himself said above. So then, let's say he ate one kezayis, mikezayis kama of de lisure. Once he's eaten up that kezayis, he was already over on the iser. And as we learned before, once you have transgressed an iser, there is nothing for the chacham to be oiker the netter. That kezayis that you transgressed, remains transgressed. The chacham is not able to be oiker it, asks Rav Acha b'Rei Rava to Rav Ashi. And if you'll tell me, idomer shaloi echlena, he uses the other terminology that Rava suggested, that shaloi echlena, I won't eat the whole kikar. If so, why do you tell me, as long as there's a kezayis left, shaila will help? My iria kezayis, as we turn to Chav Ches Amud Aleph, afila kol shu nami. As Rashi explains, that since he won't be over the shvua until he's eaten every last particle of this kikar, because he used the terminology of shaloi echlena, so let's say there is a kolshu, a little amount, less than a kezayis left, he's not over the iser. If he's not over the iser, then that small amount, less than a kezayis, that kolshu that's left, that should be chashuv enough for him to make shelon. If he's not over the Isser until he eats that kol shehu, then likewise, he should be able to retroactively be oiker his shvua if he has a kol shehu left. Why do you tell me it's only if he has a kezayis left? So the Gemara answers, Iboy yisem shelo yoichel. I can give you a teretz if the case was shelo yoichel kikerzu. And Iboy yisem, if you want, I'll give you a teretz on shelo yechlen if the terminology that was used was shelo yechlen. And now the Gemara explains each teretz. Iboy yisem, if the case of Rava was shelo yoichel kikerzu, so we have a teretz. What was your kasha? Your kasha was, what about that first kezayis that he ate? How will the Chacham's Akira of the Neder, of the Shavua work when he's already done the Isser? He was over the Isser by Kizayizu, by Kikerzu, each Kizayiz is forbidden. And he ate one Kizayiz. So how could the Chacham's Akira work? The answer is, Migui de Mahanyule Shaila Kizayiz Basra, Mahanyule Shaila Name Kizayiz Kama. Because you're forgetting that he only ate one kezayis, or two kezayisim, but he left over many kezayisim which he did not eat. So the iser, the shvua, is still relevant on the other kezayisim that he has not yet eaten. On that, the chacham she'ela, his akira l'mafrei of the shvua will work. Once it's working, once the she'ela works on the remaining kezayisim, and it's oiker the shvua. So once it's oiker the shvua, we say even legabe the kezayis that he's eaten already, or the kezayisim that he's eaten already, it'll also be oiker that as well. You know when the chacham can't be oiker the shvua? That's when he ate everything up. There's no kezayis left. The shvua is not relevant anymore. You were oiker your shvua. Once you're oiker the shvua, then of course the chacham cannot be oiker your shvua. So we have one teretz if it was a case of shaloi oichel kikerzu. Or I'll give you a teretz, it's speaking about shaloi echlena. So there the halacha that Rav said is that you're only chayev if you ate up the whole thing. So what was our question? If you left less than a kezayis, you, Rav, said that you have to leave over a kezayis. If the case is shaloi echlena, he's only oiver when he eats up every last crumb. If so, even if there's less than a kezayis, since he's not over on his shvua until he eats up that kol shehu, likewise, the she'ela should be sufficient on even a kol shehu. Why do you need a kezayis? So the Gemara says no. And we have to understand exactly what the Gemara is answering. But let's see the words first, and then we'll explain it. Ishayir kezayis chashiv lechuliole. If he left over a kezayis by shaloi echlena, then it's chashiv enough, it's important enough that she'ela will be effective. Ve'iloi, however, if he did not leave over kezayis, loi chashiv lichuli oleo, it is not chashiv enough to be shoyel for the chacham to be oiker the shvua l'mafreya. So the Ritva gives two pshatim. The first pshat of the Ritva is that although you're right that he's not oiver on his shvua until he eats every last morsel of this loaf, that's in terms of when he's over his shvua. But in terms of she'ela, if all that's left is a mashahu, even though he's not yet over the iser, but if there's all that's left as a mashahu, it's not chashuv enough, that and she'ela will be ineffective. And that's why you must have at least the kezayis. However, all the Rishonim and the Ritva himself disagrees with this first pshat. The Ritva and his second pshat, together with Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Divrei HaMashchil, Im Nishtarim Menu Kezayis Nishlala, and together with the Ramban and the Rashba, they disagree with this first pshat of the Ritva. Because they ask a number of questions. They say, logically, it doesn't make sense. If it's chashiv enough that you're not over the shvua, if there's less than a kezayis left, then it should be chashiv enough for you to be shoyel by the chacham and be oiker the shvua l'mafreya. Memanevshach. If it's important enough to stop the iser from being chal, then it should be important enough to be good enough for she'ela. And secondly, Tosfos asks, that let's say a person made a shvua that he's not going to eat a mashu. Of course, it would be shaykh she'ela on that shvuah, if the shvuah to begin with was only on a mashu. So why should it be different if the shvuah was on an entire kikar and he left over a mashu? And therefore, these Rishonim learn that in the maskana of the Gemara has charata. In the Hava Minah, the Gemara thought that you're not oiver when you say shaloyach lanu until you eat up every last crumb of this loaf. And that's why the Gemara had asked the question, she'ela should be shaykh even on a kolshu. Now the Gemara in the maskana says, you're right, einich nami. When he says shaloyach lanu, he means to say, I'm not going to eat it, and you know when I'll be over? I'll be over if I ate so much of this kikor that I have left a kezias. If I have left even something that is called roi l'achila, which is a kezias, that itself will be considered as if I have transgressed the Avera. I am leaving over something. But I know number one, I know that there's always crumbs that are left over. And when I said I'm going to eat shaloyach lanu, that I won't eat it, I had in my mind that if I eat so much of it, and I'll leave over less than a kezias, that will still be considered as if I have transgressed on my shvuah. And that's why she'ela is only possible if I left over a kezias. If I left over a kezias, which is roi l'achila, then in my mind, I was not over on the shvuah. I didn't have that in mind. But if I left less than a kezias, then in my mind, I considered it that I had eaten up the whole thing. I know there's always crumbs left over, and that means if it's less than a kezias, I was over to shvuah, and that's why if it's less than a kezias, I cannot do shaila. So in the Gemara, in the Havamina thought that I'm only over if I ate everything. That's why the Gemara said that she'ela should work even on a mashu. The Gemara in the Maskana says no, that he had in mind up to a kezias. Less than a kezias, I'll be oiver. If I leave over a kezias, then I'm not oiver. And since I would be oiver if I left over less than a kezias, therefore it is not choshev enough to make she'ela on it. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. And this question goes on what Rava says, that if there's only left less than a kezias, or he ate the whole kikor, that it's not shaykh she'ela, I'll show you that this halacha is not correct. Mish and other shtei naziris. If a person made a neder for two naziris, and they cannot be made mekayim simultaneously, each one has to be for 30 days. He can only start the second naziris after he has finished the first naziris of 30 days, and he was a Nazir, he counted the first Naziris of 30 days. The Hifrish Alei HaKorban, he separated on it a Korban, and the Gemara and the Havamina thought that he actually brought that Korban. And then he went to a Chacham, and the Chacham was Oiker, the first Naziris, and he, meanwhile, has been a Nazir for 30 days, also Loishniya Barishaina. So the first one is not here anymore because he went to a Chacham and he was Oikarit. He was Shoyal on that Naziris. He only has the second Naziris. For the second Naziris, he can say, well, I have been a Nazir for 30 days. Let those 30 days count for the second Naziris. And that's the halach, in fact. But what do we see from this din? We see that even though he counted the Rishaina, which means he was a Nazir for 30 days, the halacha is, and he brought a korban, so he's finished with that naziris. Yet I see I could be shoyal after the naziris is over. So this is against the klal what Rava said. Rava said that if I eat up a whole kikar, or even if I leave over less than a kazayas of a kikar, I can no longer be shoyol. Here we see not like that, answers the Gemara, hachamayaskinen, b'shaloi kiper. Here it's speaking about that he did not bring the korban. He was mafresh the korban. He separated the korbanis of a nazir in order to bring them, but he never brought them. And as long as he did not bring them, so the halacha by Nazir says that the karbanis are ma'akev, and he still considered a nazir. He has all the halachas, all the yisurim of a nazir still on him. So therefore, it's still relevant, his first Naziris, and that's why he can still be shoyl. When it said the hifrish oleh korban doesn't mean he brought a korban, it means he only separated, but he did not bring it, and therefore he's still a bona fide nazir, and on that Naziris, it is shayich she'ela. Ma she'enkein, if he ate up a kikor, which he had made a shvuah that I'm not going to eat this kikor, so he was over on the iser. And as we said, the shvuah has dissipated. It's not relevant anymore. And mimeila, he will not be able to be shoyel on that shvuah. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, but we learned in a braisa not like that. We learned kiper. We learned that he actually brought the korban and still it was shayach to be nishal ala rishayna. The Gemara answers he was missing something else. Bishaloi gilach. He did not shave his hair at the Pesach of Oil Moyed, as the Pasuk tells us that he's mechuyev to shave his hair Pesach Oil Moyed, v'Rab Lezer, it's going according to Rab Lezer, d'amar taglachas ma'akva. Rab Lezer's shita is that even if he brought the karbanis of a nazir, but he did not do taglachas, he's still forbidden from drinking wine or to be metamed lemesim. So therefore, again, the Naziris is relevant. If the Naziris is relevant, although he's already brought the korban, and although he's been a Nazir for 30 days, but he still must continue his Naziris until he did Taglachas, Memele he could still go to the Chacham to be Mefer Lamafreya, his first Naziris, and the second Naziris will go into place of the first Naziris. Ask the Gemara of Atani, will learn Nebraisa Gilach, that even if he shaved, so he brought his korb and he shaved, and yet he can be shoyl on his first naziris. Amar Ravashi, says Ravashi, naziris karamis. You're asking me a question from naziris to shvua. Even if he was a nazir for 30 days and he brought his korbanis and he was megaleach, but still there's a reason by naziris why shayla should work. Why? Me gorm lishniyush loytachol. What is the reason that the second one cannot come in the place of the first one? The answer is Rishina, the first naziris. As long as the first naziris is around, the second naziris cannot use the days that the first naziris was using. So for that itself, there's a relevancy to the first naziris. Now, through the Akira of the Chacham Ve'ena, now the first Naziris goes away. Now the first Naziris goes away. The second Naziris can go into place of the first. So therefore, Rav Ashi wants to suggest that by Naziris, since you can't have two Naziris simultaneously at the same time, that itself is a relevancy of the first Naziris. And therefore, even though he was a Nazir for 30 days, and he brought a Korban, and he was a Megaleach, still, the Chacham could be Oiker. Ma she'enkein, when it comes to Shvua, once he was over the Isser, there's no relevancy to the Shvua anymore. It dissipates. Pokalei Shvua, as the Lashon of the Rishonim is, and that's why, unless he leaves the Kazayis over, says Rava, he cannot be Mefer L'Mafreya on the Shvua, he cannot do Shela by a Chacham. Amemer Amar, Amemer says, no, I disagree with Rava. I hold afilu achla kula, even if he ate the entire kikor on which he made a shvuah not to eat, nishlola. He could go to a chacham to be oiker the shvuah l'mafreya. Why? Because e b'shoigig mechusar karbon, there is still a relevancy to his shvuah, because the shvuah causes him to b'shoigeg bring a korban, and He still hasn't brought the korban. Ibemezid mechusar malchus. He hasn't received malchus yet. So Amemer says there's still a relevancy. And if there's still a relevancy, I disagree with Rava, even if he ate up the whole kikur. There's less than a kazayas, or there's nothing left. And still Shela will be possible. Rava disagrees with this svar of Amemer, because Rava says that the fact after he's eaten the whole kikur, or after he's eaten up to the point where there's less than a kazayas, there's only some crumbs left. The fact that he has to bring a korban, or he has to get malchus, that has to do not because the shvuah is in existence, the shvuah is dissipated, but because he was over on the shvuah. That's the consequence of being over on the shvuah. He violated the shvuah. So Rava says that you can only be mefer if the shvuah is in existence. The shvuah is not in existence. You have to bring the korban because you were over on the shvuah. So it's on that, it's not shach shela. Ma she'en kein amemer holds that if there is any repercussion because of the shvuah, that's considered that the shvuah is still relevant, and therefore, even if he hasn't brought a korban yet or received malchus b'mezid, it's shayach she'ela by a chacham, even if he ate up the whole kikur. Avol kafsu ala amud loy. But even according to Amemer, Amemer agrees that if he was tied up on a log where he's going to receive malchus, he's going to receive flogging, so then it's too late. Kiddush Shmuel, as Shmuel says, Damer Shmuel, kafsu ala amud. V'ratz mi bezin potter. Once they tied him up on the amud to give him the malchus and he ran away from bezin, he's potter. So Amemer understood that Shmuel was saying that once he's tied up, that's tantamount to receiving the malchus, and then there's nothing left. Then there's, even according to Amemer, no relevancy in the shvuah, because he's been over the shvuah. He's considered as if he's received malchus. Avada, according to Amemer, if he actually received malchus, or he actually brought the korban, then of course there's no relevancy to the shvuah, and she'ela will not be possible. But from Shmuel, Amemer sees that even if they tied him up, it's considered that he, as if he received the malchus, memela, there's no relevancy to the shvuah, and the she'ela is not possible. But the Gemara says on this last point, v'lohi, we disagree. According to Amemer's line of reasoning, it should work even if they tied him up. You brought me the din of Shmuel? But no, because Hasam Ratz, there is a different halacha. He ran away from Bezdin. And as Rashi brings down, the end of the small lines, the beginning of the first wide line, v'nizbaze, diri amaschel hasam ratz, v'nizbaze v'mnusuzu. He got embarrassed by running away from Bezdin, running away from his Zoynish of Malkus. The ikka, just by running away, you are already fulfilling what it says in the Chumash, v'nikla achicha, that through Malkus, your brother will become demeaned, kiven shenikla reuchicha. So normally, the Malkus itself demeans him, and you're recounting this pasuk. But if he runs away from the fright of getting the Malkus, that itself is demeaning him. Memel is recounting the pasuk. That's why it's considered by Kafsua, by Ratz, as if he received the Malkus. But hachol loy Ratz, but just by tying him up, and he didn't run away, he was not mekayim nikla, he didn't get demeaned, that's not considered demeaning. And memela, he is not considered as if he received the Malkus. And memela, according to Amemer's line of reasoning, it would be applied even when kafsu, as long as it was not Ratz, and she'ela would be possible. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava says, a new halacha. And we're going to learn this next sugya mainly according to Rashi. And let us make a few hagdamas. We're going to be learning about two kikarim here, two loaves of bread. One is the kikar of Tznai, and one is the kikor of Isser. He makes a condition, and he says, according to Rashi, the Tnai kikor came before the Isser kikor. If I eat this one, I will not be allowed to eat the other. Now, this is based on the pasuk that says, Ha'adam b'shvua. There is, the Chazal learned from these words, by shvua, that a person has to be cognizant, he has to be aware at the time of making the shvua, that he is forbidden to, for example, in our case, he's forbidden to eat a kikor. If he is not aware of that, then he's not mekayim ha'adam b'shvua, and the shvua is not chal. Now, we said it really doesn't matter which way he says it, whether he puts the isser first or the tnai first. And hu adin, when it comes to actually doing it, it doesn't matter. Let's say he would do both b'mezid. It doesn't matter whether he eats the kikur ha'asr and then eats the tnai, which will make him retroactively be over on the isser one, or he eats the tnai first, and then, since he ate the one that, it, based on that one that he ate, he is ushered to eat the second one. Either way, once he has eaten one, he's ushered to eat the other. In other words, if he, let's say he did, as Rashi learns the sugya here, he would eat the tnai one, then he knows, if, let's say it's all bemezid, then he's aware that once I've eaten the tnai one, I better not eat the isser one because I'll be over an isser. But the reverse is also true. Let's say he eats the isser one first. So right then when he ate the isser one, he's not yet over the isser. It depends if he's going to eat the tnai one. But if he subsequently eats the tnai one, so then retroactively he will be over on the isser. Whether in that case I just mentioned he'll get malchus, that will be told in Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan or Rish Lakish, whether Hasrua Safek, Shmei Hasrua or not, and we will see more about that on Amud Beis. So Rashi Shita is that when we're speaking about this kind of a case where you have one kikur of Tanai and one kikur of Isser, the first kikur, when you eat that first kikur, at that time you have to be amazed. But if you're a shogeg, if you forgot about what you had said earlier, when it came lemaisa to the actual eating, you forgot either that this is the isser kikur, or you forgot that this is the tnai kikur, according to Rashi, that is the time when your shvua is chal. When you said, I won't, if I eat isser, if I eat tnai kikur one, which Rashi is going to say is rishayna throughout the sugya, when I eat tnai kikur one, I will not eat isser kikur number two. When you said that, nothing yet is usher. It all will depend on what you do. So Rashi Shita is that if at the time that you eat the first kikur, be it the isser kikur, be it the tnai kikur, if at that time you forgot that what you had said previously, then that's when the shvua takes place. And if at that time you forgot, then it's not autumn shvua. You're not aware b'shah shvua of the shvua. And therefore the whole shvua is not chal. So Rashi Shita is that Ha'adam b'shvua will apply to if the tnai is first or whether the isser is first, whatever you did. If that is b'shogeg, then the whole shvua is not chal. Now, why does Rashi have to learn that the rishayna in our sugi is the tnai? Because only in that way will we be able to understand all of the cases here. There's one case that won't work out if the isser was first. Now let's see the Gemara inside, and this all will become clearer. Amar Rava, shvua shloichel kikur zu im oichel zu. So again, we said shvua im oichel zu. If I'm going to eat kikur number one, which Rashi says the rishayna is the tnai, loy oichel zu, then I won't eat kikur number two, which is the isser. Tanai is one, Isser is two. And what happened? V'ochel as a Rishayna, he ate the Rishayna, which is the Tanai Kikur, b'shoigeg. He forgot that he had made this Shvua. Vashnia, when it came to the Isser Kikur, number two, then he remembered already that he had made the Shvua, and that if he ate number one, he's also to eat number two. And yet he ate number two anyway. So number two, the Isser one, he did bemaze it. The Allah is Potter, says Rav, the Allah is Potter. And why is it Potter? Because it's not Ta'adam Bishvua. Because the Rishoina, which is the Tnai, is Bishoigeg, and therefore the whole Shvua is not Chal, even though later he ate the Shnia Bemezid. And that's why it's Potter. He certainly can't bring a Korban if it's Bemezid, but according to Rashi, even more than that, the whole Shvua is not Chal, because the first Kikur that he's going to eat, which is the Tnai Kikur, was Bishoigeg, so the whole Shvua is not Chal, Potter. What happens if Rishoina Bemezid? The first one, which we're going to say again according to Rashi, is the Tanai one. The Tanai one was Bemezid. When he ate the Tanai, he knew, I just ate the Tanai, I'm doing it Bemezid, and I know that if I'm subsequently going to eat the Isser one, I'm going to be over an Isser. But later, when he came to eat the Isser, Bishoigeg. Vishniya Bishoigeg. The second one, the Isser one, was Bishoigeg. He forgot about his whole Shvua. So there the din is chayiv. There is chayiv a korban. Very good. Because by the Rishoina, by the Tanai, it was a adam b'shvua. That's when the shvua is chal, when he eats the Tanai one. And now, if later he forgot by the Isser one, by the second one, then he's chayiv a korban. Now, what would have, this is the reason why Rashi, this case is the reason why Rashi has Rishoina as the Tanai. Because what would be if the Rishoina would be the Isser one? Let's learn it and see if it works out. Rishoina b'mezit. If the Rishoina would be the Isser b'mezit. Ushniya, and the second one was the Tanai one, and that was b'shoigeg. So, then, it says here that he would be chayiv a korban. Says Rashi, no, he would not be chayiv a korban. Number one, he did bemezid. That was the first one, which he knew what he was doing. He remembered the whole shvua. When he ate the Isser, he knew that if later he's going to eat the Tanai, the second one, retroactively he'll be over on the first one that he ate, the Isser one. So number one, it's bemezid. And secondly, the shoigeg is on what? Is on the Tanai. The shniya, if that would be the case, the shniya would be the Tanai. So the shoigeg is not in the achilas iser. The shoigeg is in the Tanai. You don't bring a korban on a shoigeg of a Tanai. You only bring it on a shoigeg of an iser. The Tanai is that which causes the iser to be retroactively usser. But on that, you don't bring a korban. So Mimela, how could it say here chayav? Because of that question, Rashi says it must be speaking about Rishoina is the Tanai. That was Bemezid. The second one, the Shniya, is the Isser. That was Bishoigeg. That's a classic case of a Shoigeg. Because Bishas, when the Shvua was Chal, which was when he ate the Rishoina, the Tanai one, that he knew what he was doing. He was cognizant. It was Adam Bishvua. It was Bemezid. Memela later, when he ate the Isser Bishoigeg, there ain't a Chanami. The din is that he's Chayiv a Korban. Now, according to Rashi, if it would be a case of Shoigeg Be'isser and Mezid B'tnai, Shoigeg Be'isser and Mezid B'tnai, according to Rashi, we said that whatever you eat first, Bishoigeg, whether you eat the Tanai Bishoigeg first, or whether you eat the Isser Bishoigeg first, it's not considered Adam Bishua. Because whatever you eat first, you're not allowed to eat the other one. If you eat the Tanai first, so then certainly you can't eat the Isser. You were over on the Tanai. How can I eat the Isser? Even if you eat the Isser first, then you're also to eat the Tanai. Because if you eat the Tanai retroactively, you're going to be over on the Isser. So Rashi says that by Shoigeg the Isser, Umezid B'tnai, the halacha will be that you will be potter. Why? Because your first thing that you're eating, it doesn't matter what the first thing is, shoying the tznai or shoying the yisr. That's when the shvua should be chal, forbidding you to eat the other one. And at that moment, you're not autumn b'shvua. You're not cognizant. You forgot about the whole shvua. So memeil according to Rashi, you're potter. On this point, the Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosfos disagree. They hold that we always look at what is the tznai. If the tznai was first, and it was b'shoigeg, as we said in the first case here, harishayna b'shoig, which we learned was a rishayna, meaning the tznai was b'shoigeg, vashniya b'mezid, and the iser was b'mezid, they agree with Rashi Potter, that because the tznai was b'shoigeg, memela, it's not autumn b'shua. However, in the second case, where it was the shoigeg was b'iser, the Isser one was the Shoigeg, not the Tanai one. The Isser was first the Shoigeg, and then the second one was the Mezid B'Tanai. There they disagree with Rashi. Rashi said that's also a case of Potter. According to them, no, that would be Chayev, because the main thing is totally in the Tanai. If the Tanai was B'Mezid, then that is called the Adam B'Shua. Everything revolves around the Tanai, according to them, and we'll see more about this in the Gemara and Amud Beis. Rashi, in the second wide line, keeps the girsa that we have in our Gemara of Amar Rava, Shvua Shloi Eichel Kikr Zu, Im Eichel Zu, where he puts the Isser before the Tznai. However, when Rashi says in the second line of the next Divrei HaMaschil, Ochel as Rishayin, Rashi says, Shekach Hoyser Seder Shuasai, Im Eichel Zu La Eichel Zu, we must say that Rashi is telling us that Rishayna in the whole sugya is Tanai, as we've explained what Rashi's Hechruch was. Once Rashi said that the word Rishayna refers to Tanai, Rashi had to take the words of Shloi Eichel Kikr Zu Im Eichel Zu and say that the intent of those words is the opposite. Im Eichel Zu, Lo Eichel Zu. The Gemara says that we're speaking about Shvua Shloi Eichel Kikr Zu Im Eichel Zu, but actually Rashi says what was his verbiage, how did he articulate the Shvua? He did it by saying first the Tanai, Rishayna, Im Eichel Zu, if I eat this the Tanai, then Shnia Loi Eichel Zu, I won't eat this the Isser. So again, Rashi keeps the Girsa the way we have it, but Rashi interprets that our Girsa means the opposite, that the Rishayna was the Tanai and the Shniya was the Isser. And why does Rashi do this? Because Rashi had a Hechruch in the Sugya that the Rishayna had to be the Tanai and not the Isser. Continues the Halacha of Rava, third Halacha, on the last line of the Amud, Shtein B'Shayg Pater. Of course, if he ate both of them, he ate the Tanai and the Isser B'Shoigi, then everybody understands that he's potter from, it's not considered autumn B'Shua, and he's potter from a carbon. As we turn to the Avchav Chesam Abbeis, Shtein B'Mezid, if they were both B'Mezid, so then it depends. Achle L'Tanai, if he ate first the Tanai, V'Hodar Achle L'Yisura M'Chayiv, then he's Chayiv. Why? Because the Edim who have to give him Asra can come to him by the Isser, by the second one, if the second one was the Isser, and they could say, listen, you were over on the Tanai, now don't eat the Isser. If you're going to eat the Isser, you're going to be over the Isser, and then you're going to get punished, you're going to get Malkus. So it's Asros Vada Yuchayiv. But what happens if Achil Yisurek? He ate the Isser first, Vahadar Achil Tanai, and he ate the Tanai second. That will be plucked at Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, as we mentioned on Amud Aleph. This is the Shal of Asros, Sufik Shmei Asra or not. Why? Because when he ate the Isser, and the Edom tell him, don't eat the Isser, because if you do, you're going to get Malkus. Who says I'm going to get Malkus? Maybe I won't eat the Tanai. So they cannot tell him, Bivade, that you're going to get the Oynish if you eat the Isser, because he might not eat the Tanai. If he doesn't eat the Tanai, they'll never retroactively be over on the Isser. Is that called a good Asra or not? That's called a Machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish. Lamandi Yom Asra, Safik Shma Asra. If I say that even a warning on a Tanai and a doubt is considered a warning, Chayiv. Lamandi Yom Alav Shma Asra. If according to the Man D'Yomer that says that Asura Safik is not considered a good Asura. You have to have Asura Savadai, then the din in this case will be Potter. I, Rashi, ask the question, when it comes to the Tanai, why can't they warn him about the Tanai? You already ate the Isser, now you're going to eat the Tanai as the second Kikor. Don't eat that Tanai, because if you eat the Tanai, you're retroactively going to be over in the Isser. Says Rashi, no, Hasra is only at the time of the Isser, not at the time of the Tanai. At the time of the Isser, they couldn't tell Tumvadi. At the time of the Tanai, he had already eaten the Isser. That's not called Asra. Asra has to be at the time of the Isser. So Mimela, at the time of the Isser, it's a Suffolk. If you hold Asra, Suffolk, Leishma Asra, therefore he will be Potter. Now, Rava says, another case. And for this case, I believe the best way to understand it is to make a chart. And when you put the cases of the of Rava down on the chart, it becomes very clear. Tolon Zubazu, what happens if he was made one dependent on the other? He said the following, Lo Yoichel Zu, Im Oichel Zu. And Lo Yoichel Zu, Im Oichel Zu. He said, Kikr number one is usser if I eat Kikr number two, and Kikr number two is usser if I eat Kikr number one. So it comes out that they're both usser and they're both a tnai for the other. So what it really comes down to, if you make the chart, you will see it. It comes out that there are two separate cases here which have been linked together to make one case. Let us start with Kikr Rishon and see what that case by itself is. Kikr Rishon is, he ate it, mazed, he remembered that he made the Shvua. So he was amazed for Kikr Rishon. At the same time, he forgot he was a Shaygeg, as, let's see the case inside, as the Gemara says follows, V'ochol zu bezodn atzma u'bishigas chaverta. V'zu bezodn atzma u'bishigas chaverta. So he ate Kikr Rishon knowing that Kikr Rishon is usser if he's going to eat the tnai of Kikr Sheni, but he forgot that Kikr Rishon itself is a tnai for the isser of Kikr Sheni. When it came to Kikr Sheni, he remembered that Kikr Sheni is usser based on the tnai of Kikr Rishon, but he forgot that Kikr Sheni is a tnai lemafreya for making Kikr Rishon usser. So what it comes out is you have two cases here. You have a case, let us focus on Kikr Rishon. Kikr Rishon was amazed in its isser, but when it came to the tnai, which was the Kikr Sheni, it was a shogeg. So that's a case of mazed be isser, the shogeg be tnai. What's the halacha there? It's potter. Why is it potter? We had this before. This case of Rav is all based on the halachas that we learned on Amud Aleph. This case is usser because this case is potter because it's mazed be isser, the shogeg be tnai. So we learned it's potter because how could it be chayav a korban? It's mazed be isser. You want to say it's chayav a korban for the shigas tanai? You're never chayav a korban for shigas tanai. You're only chayav a korban for shigas isser. So that's potter. Let's go to Kikr Sheni. Kikr Sheni is a case where he was first shogeg b'tanai, which was Kikr Rishon, because as you remember, when he ate Kikr Rishon, he forgot that Kikr Rishon is a tanai for the Sheni. So we start out in Kikr Sheni with the case of shogeg b'tanai, but he remembered that when it came to eat the Kikr Sheni, he remembered, oh yeah, I made it a tanai that if I eat Kikr Rishon, I must eat Kikr Sheni, and he ate Kikr Sheni anyway. So that's a case of shogeg b'tanai v'his b'isser. Oh, shogeg b'tanai? That's not ha'adam b'shvua. At the time of the tanai, everybody holds. There's no machlokes Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosfos against Rashi. That's everybody holds. You have the first kikr that you're eating b'tanai, and you have the first kikr that you're eating b'shoigeg, Rashi Shita, and you have the tnai b'shoigeg, Rabbeinu Chananel Shita, the focus on the tnai always. So it's the first, and it is the tnai, and it's b'shoigeg. So then, of course, it's not Adam b'shvua, and you are potter. Now let us go to the next case. What happens if zu b'shigas atzma b'zodn chaverta? V'zu b'shigas atzma b'zodn chaverta chayiv. What's the case here? When he ate the first kikar, he was shoygeg on the iser. He had said that this is usser, and it's a tznai for kikar beis. By kikar beis, he had said it's usser, and it's a tznai for kikar aleph. So when it came to eating kikar aleph, he forgot that he had ushered this kikar on it himself if he would eat kikar beis. However, he remembered that kikar aleph is tznai for kikar beis. When it came to kikar beis, he was a shoygeg in the iser of kikar beis, but he was amazed in the tznai of kikar aleph. So again, in this case, we have two distinct cases which are lumped together because he made one dependent on the other. If you focus on kikar rishon, you have a classic case of shoygeg be'iser and then mazid b'tnai. So Rashi learns, l'shitasoi, that here you're not chayiv. When the Gemara says chayiv, it's only going to be on kikar sheni. But on kikar rishon, which comes out to be a case of shoygeg, he was at shoygeg when he ate kikar aleph, and he was amazed when he ate the kikar beis that it is a tznai for being over kikar aleph, and yet he ate it anyway, knowing that if he eats kikar beis, retroactively, he will have been ushered to eat kikar aleph. So that's a case of shoygeg b'isru mazid b'tznai. What's Rashi Shita? That the first kikar that you eat, if that is b'shoygeg, then the halach is, it's not a adam b'shvuah, memelu your potter. However, here, Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosfos disagree. Because Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosfos say, what's the focus on? Not the first item. The focus is always on the tznai. Was the, at the time of eating the tznai, was that with das or not? So here it was mazid b'tznai. According to Tosfos, it will be chayiv. So Tosfos learns that both kikar aleph and kikar beis here will be chayiv. Rashi learns only kikar beis will be chayiv. Well, what's the case of kikar beis? Kikar beis comes out to be amazed b'tznai, because the tznai for kikar beis was kikar aleph, and by kikar aleph he remembered that he had made it a tznai for kikar beis, so it's amazed b'tznai, and then when it came to the iser of kikar beis, Shaggy forgot that he ushered upon himself kikar beis when he ate that. So that's mazid b'tznai, shaggy b'iser. Ah, mazid b'tznai b'shaggy iser, that's a classic case of shaggy. He was cognizant at the first thing that he ate, according to Rashi. He was cognizant of the tznai, which the folks on the tznai, according to Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosfos, and he was a shaggy when it came to actually eating the iser. Here the halach is avada yirchayev a korban. Again, if you put it down on a piece of paper, a chart, you will see it very clearly. Shtei in b'shoygeg. If they're both b'shoygeg, then they're potter, because there's no adam b'shvuah. If both kikarim were b'shoygeg. What happens if shtei in b'mezid? Then it'll be the same as we learned before. Ashni amachayev. On the second one, it'll be chayev. Why? Because the first one is the tznai for the second one, and the second one is the yisr. So there it falls in the perfect sequence of a hasra vadai. The edim will come to him when he's about to eat the second kezais, and they'll say, look, you already ate the first kezais, which was the tznai for the second kezais. If you're now going to eat the second kezais, you're going to be over the yisr. You're going to get malchus. So that's a classic case of Asaros Vadai. Ashniya Machayev. Arishaina, what about on the first one? The first one, he ate the Isser B'shoigeg. And then when he ate the second one, he remembered a Tznai on the second to make the first one Usser. So that's a case of Asaros Suffolk. Because what are the Edom going to tell him? They're going to tell him, by the first one, at the time of the Isser, they are going to give him Hasra. It's speaking about a case of Shoygeg. By the first one, it's Mazid, but it's at the time that he eats the first one, he can say, I don't know if I'm going to eat the Tznai yet, which is the second one. So Legabe, the first one, we don't have a good sequence. Legabe, the second one, it's a beautiful sequence. Because you were over the tznai in the first one. Now, if you eat the Isser, you're going to vadai be over the Isser. However, based on the first one, it's not a Vare Hasra, because the first one is Usr if he eats the second one. We don't know if he's going to eat the second one. So it's Hasra Safik. The Machlok is Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Our Rishayin applied to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So it follows the exact halachas that we've learned before, except you have the two cases linked together, and it sounds complicated, but it's basically the same halachas that we learned on Amid Aleph. Amar of Mori, Afanan Namitnina. I will bring you a raya that you have to remember the shu at the time of the kiyum of the tnai. And if you don't remember it, it's not Adam b'shua, and the shu is not chal. The marshal is not gairus, the words in parentheses. We start with the words nidre shkogis ketzad. Rashi brings down that Chazal have said four types of nedorim are mutter. So the type that we're learning here is nidre shkogis ketzad. Koinim im achalti v'im shasisi, if he makes a neder. So Rashi is going to tell us that the case is not what we would think it is, but a different case. Let's see what we would think it might be, and we'll see why we can't learn that way. Koinim im achalti v'im shasisi. V'nisker sha'achol v'shasa. Let's learn the parshat way that he says, I make a promise that I didn't eat or drink today, and then he remembered that he ate or drank. Or he made a promise, she'eini oichel, she'eini shaisa, that I won't eat today, and I won't drink today. And shachach v'ochel v'shasa, and he forgot at the time of when he made when it came l'maisi, he forgot that he had made such a neder. The din is mutter. So Rashi says, from this word mutter, we see that what we learned till now is incorrect, because the word should not be mutter, it should be potter. Because if we're speaking about what he had eaten, either in the past or the future, then he has already transgressed the nether accidentally. And we should say that he is potter. The question is, how could he be potter? He did it b'shoigeg, but that's exactly when would be chayiv a korban. He knew about it when he said the neder, and he didn't keep his neder. So the din should be, so how could you say it's mutter? You would think to say that it's potter. How could it be potter? It's a case of a shoigeg. He should be chayiv a korban. You're going to say he's potter on Malkus, says Rashi. On Malkus, he didn't remember at the time. Nobody's giving him asra. So the word mutter doesn't make sense here. And it should have used the word potter, and potter doesn't fit in either. So Rashi says, you know what this case is? This case is where he ushered something else, and now everything works out perfectly. This is Mamish Rava's case. Let's take the example of if I eat something today, kainam, something else will become usher to me. So the kainam is the iser, and the other one is the tznai. If I eat something today, she'eini oichel, she'eini soisa, that's the tznai. If I eat or drink something today, then this other thing should become usher. And then he forgot and he ate it. So Rava says that if he forgot it, that's not an Adam b'shvua. Memela, the other thing, becomes mutter. The shvua was never chal, because when should it be chal? When at the time of eating the tanai. At the time of eating tanai, he forgot that he had made such a netter. Memela, the other item, becomes mutter. Now the word mutter fits him perfectly. So v'tani Allah, even though this was a case of netter, kishem shenidri shkagis mutarim, kach shvua shkagis mutaris. Just like nidri shkagis are mutter, so too shvua shkagis are mutter. So therefore, the same case it would be as a shvua, that would be Rava's case, and the din is mutter, so we see clearly that you have to remember at the time of the tnai, if you don't, or according to Rashi, the first thing that you eat, at that time you have to remember. If you didn't remember, it's not Adam b'shvua, and then the shvua is not chal, and nothing's awesome. The marshal is not garis to the next words in the parentheses either. We start from Eifa. The Gemara says a story that Eifa was a brother of Avimi. Rashi tells us that they were both sons of Rechava of Pumpadisa. So Eif Atani Shuas Bei Rabba. He had gone to Rabba to learn the Indian of Shuas, and he came back from the yeshiva. Pagavei Avime Achua. His brother Avime met him, and he fahared him, and he asked him three questions in Hilchus Shuas, and Eifa, according to Avime's reasoning, got all three wrong. Amar Leih, what's the din in the following case? Shvuah shlo achalti, shvuah shlo achalti. He said twice, I make a shvuah I didn't eat. Mahu, what's the din? Amar Leih, Eifa responded to Avimi, ein achayv al achaz, he's only chayv one. Like we learned in the Mishnah, that this would be a case, shvuah shlo, oichl, it's a shvuah chal al shvuah, ein shvuah chal al shvuah, you're only chayv one. Amar Leih, ishtaveshta, you made a mistake. Why? There's a big difference between this case and the case of the Mishnah. In the case of Mishnah, where it's the future, so one shvuah cannot be chal on the other. But this is on the past. So once he said, I didn't eat, and he had really eaten, so that's a shvuah sheker. Then he's over the Isser. Once he's over the Isser, the shvuah dissipates. Now he says again the same lie. He's over the same lie twice. Hare yatz the shvuah sheker. He said the lie once, and the first shvuah goes away. There's no case of ain shvuah chal shvuah. That's in the future. I won't eat. I won't eat. So as long as the first I won't eat is here, the second one cannot be chal. But where he says a lie, he was over on his shvuah, and memela the second one could be chal. He'd be chayv too. What about this case? Shvuah, he asked them, shvuah shloi echol teishav eser. He made one shvuah, I won't eat 9 loaves of bread. And then he made a shvuah, I won't eat 10 loaves of bread. Mao, what's it in there? Says the Bach, put in the words Amarlei. Amarlei, Eifa answered Avimi, Chayiv al kolach sviyachas. There is Chayiv on each Shvua, because the L'chayiv, the Pshat, is that the number 10 is forbidding more than the number 9. The 9 only forbidded 9, and the 10 is answering a 10th one. Amarlei shtabeshta. So Avimi told him, you made a mistake again. Itesha loyachal, eser loyachal. That since he cannot come to 10 without first going through the first 9, and those first 9 were already forbidden, so Mimela, this is a case of Ein Shvuah Chal al Shvuah. He can't get to the 10th one without the first 9. So, and on that first 9 he had already made a Shvuah. That's Ein Shvuah Chal al Shvuah. What about if he made the following Shvuah? Shvuah Shlo Echal Eser. I won't eat 10. And then he made a second shvuah, I won't eat 9. Vitesha, mao, what's it then? Omer Leih says the Bach. Ein achayv al achaz. So, Eifa answered, then you only be chayv 1. The logic would be that within 10, you have 9 already forbidden. Bechlal asor, there's tesha, eser, there's tesha. So, memel, it's ein shvuah chal shvuah. Omer Leih shtavesh, you made another mistake. There is two shvuas here. Eser hu d'lo yachol, when he made the shvuah on 10, he meant to say only 10 I won't eat, or teisha miyachol. But 9 I will eat. So Mimela, when he asked it upon himself 9, he is making another shvuah, and that's why he's chayv for both. Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zitzal explains the machlokas here between the two brothers, Eifa and Avime, as follows. Eifa considered this case of 10 and 9 to be a case of Kikarzu. That's Rava's case of Kikarzu when he said Eser. And every Kazayas becomes Usser. If every Kazayas becomes Usser, when he said 10, he had already forbidden 9. So it's Ein Shvuah Chal al Shvuah. However, Avimi was of the opinion, no, this is like saying I'm not going to eat 10 is like saying I'm not going to eat the whole 10 Shloi Echlena. Like I'm not going to eat the whole Kikar. I'm not going to eat all 10. So that means that I'm not over until I eat all 10. So Mimela, in the 10, he was saying that 9 I would be permitted to eat. So when he further made a second shvuah of 9, he was forbidding on himself something they already permitted. So Mimela, it's not a case of Ein Shvuah Chal Shvuah. It's like two separate shvuahs, and therefore he's chayv too, according to Vimi's line of reasoning. Amar Abaye. Really we go, says Abaye, like Avimi, that you're chayv in that last case, 10 and 9, two shvuas. But zim in the mishkach zol lohad eifa, sometimes the halacha will come out like eifa, you're only chayv one, but as we'll see, not because of eifa's reason. Eifa's reason is that it's ain shvuah chal shvuah, because he had forbidden each kezias, as we explained from Rabbi Aaron Zitzal, and therefore the second shvuah of 9 was going on something he had already forbidden before. So, no, we hold like Avimi, it's two separate shvuas. First 10, all 10, but 9 is mutter, and then even 9 is forbidden. But how could it come out that the halacha will practically come out like a eifa? Kidamard, Amar Rabba, like Rabba said, Shul Shloichel Tenu Anavi. Maybe Shul, I'm not going to eat figs and grapes. V'chazav Yomer. Then he made a second Shul, Shul Shloichel Tenu. I won't eat Tenu. As we turn to Chav Tesam at Aleph, V'ochel Tenu. He ate Tenu. V'hifrish Korban. And then he separated a Korban. He brought a Korban. V'achkach Ochel Anavim L'chadayu. Then he ate Anavim by itself. So normally we would say, without the korban in the middle, we would say that when he ate ta'anim, he was over on one shvua. When he ate anavim, the anavim are mitzarf with the first ta'anim, and now it comes out that since the shvua is chal on the anavim, it's also chal on the ta'anim, and in mele there'll be two shvuas, because the second shvua prohibited something that the first shvua had not prohibited. So, but here, since there was a korban in the middle, the korban is separating between the te'enim and the anavim. Havilu anavim chatzishir. So, in his second shvua of te'enim ve'anavim, the anavim are only chatzishir because he said he wouldn't eat both of them. Chatzishir lo mechav korban. Chatzishir is not chav korban. Hachanami, in this case of 10 and 9, we can make the same case. If you're going to Amr Shvu Shloichel Eser, because of Amr Shvu Shloichel Teisha, Va'achal Teisha, he's 8, 9. V'hifrish Korban, V'achal Asiris, he ate a 10th one. So had he not separated the Korban, then he would be Chayv 2 according to Avimi. He would be Chayv for eating 10, and he would be Chayv for eating 9, because the 9 prohibited something which the 10 did not, as we explained from Rabbi Aaron Zitzal. But now that he brought a Korban in the middle, he separated the 9 from the 10th one. Havilu Asiris Chatzishir. So the Asiris one remains by itself. If Chatzishir lo mechayv, and Chatzishir alone, you're not mechayv. So practically it'll come out that you're only Chayv 1, but not because of Eifas Svara, that you had already ushered upon yourself all 9, and it's Ein Shvua Chal Shvua. Really, it's 2 separate Shvuas, because you had ushered on yourself only 10, and 9 were permitted, until you made the second Shvua, which prohibited even 9. So normally you would be Chayv 2, but you're only Chayv 1 here, because by bringing a Korban, you separated the 10th from the 9th, and the 10th by itself remained a Chatzishir, and a Chatzishir not a Chayv a Korban, so you're only Chayv a Korban on the 9th, so the din practically will come out like Eifa, even though it's because of a different reason.